Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning, I'm Bob Oakes. The region is preparing for yet another nor'easter, our third in less than 2 weeks. Heavy snow and strong winds are likely with this storm that moves in late tonight. For an update on the forecast now, we're joined this morning by Stephanie Dunton with the National Weather Service in Taunton. Good morning, and thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
So what's the latest in thinking how much snow this is going to bring to us?
Well, it seems that the forecast guidance has converged on a certain track, so which led us to have increased our snowfall amount. So we're expecting around a foot to maybe 14 inches for the city of Boston. But as you move closer to the Cape, especially in southeast Mass, we're looking at a foot to a foot and a half in snowfall.
And what about central Mass or eastern Mass outside of Boston?
Yeah, so generally a foot, especially for eastern Massachusetts. But as you get closer to, like, the Worcester Hills, for example, a little bit less, so around 10 inches, and especially as you go out west into western Massachusetts, a lot lower, somewhere on the order of 8 to 10 inches.
When's it move in?
Snow will begin late tonight, around 10 p.m. to midnight, but it will really ramp up before the morning commute. So we are urging commuters to be prepared for heavy snowfall with snowfall rates of 1 to 3 inches an hour, which will make travel very hazardous.
That's if the wind is blowing, those are almost whiteout conditions, aren't they?
Yes, definitely. Winds we're expecting on the order of somewhere between 40 to 50 miles per hour, and especially higher amounts as you get closer to Cape Ann and Cape Cod and then the islands as well.
So tell us what it's going to be like then during the day tomorrow.
During the day, it'll be heavy snow through most of the day. Snow will begin to taper off somewhere in the late afternoon, early evening hours, which could lead to a little better commute, but with that much snow, it's going to take a while for those crews to clear the roads.
And when does it taper down and move out?
It will begin to taper down around 8 to 10 p.m. and definitely move out by the overnight hours into Wednesday morning.
The other nor'easters that we've gotten in the last couple of weeks, especially the first one, both left a mark in terms of power outages, coastal flooding, tree damage. What are we likely to see in terms of those things with this storm that starts tonight?
Right. So we're watching the Tuesday morning high tide. It looks like there could be enough surge to cause some minor splash over, especially in areas that have seen a lot of inundation already. So there could be some minor coastal flooding in those regions, and especially in Nantucket as well. The snow is going to have more of a fluffier consistency, so we're really not looking at heavy, wet snow, except for near the canal and on the Cape. That area has the best potential for not only seeing the heavy, wet snow, but possible power outages as well.
So because it'll be more fluffy, fewer power outages, and hopefully less tree damage.
That is what we're thinking right now. However, with those high wind gusts, especially near the coastline, that's going to bring any tree down.
Stephanie, let me ask you one more question. With three nor'easters in less than 2 weeks, are we in a pattern that's going to continue, or is this going to break?
It looks like it's starting to break. I mean, by the weekend, we're forecasting highs into the 50s.
Well, there's good news. We can look forward to that after we get through this one. Stephanie Dunton with the National Weather Service in Taunton. Thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition. Appreciate it.
No, thank you.